Good morning, everyone. I'm Laura Levine from the WREO Newsroom with a look at some of today's top stories. Starting with the forecast, we're going to have a nice but warm Sunday with highs in the mid-80s and, of course, a little mix of some sun and clouds. We're following breaking news this morning in Durham, where one man has died after a shooting. Durham police responded to the corner of West Morgan Street and Watts Street around 2 a.m. They found a man there on the ground suffering from a gunshot wound. He was taken to a local hospital where he later died. We're still working to learn more about what led up to that shooting. Meanwhile, in Chapel Hill, a large crowd of protesters remain in the middle of UNC's campus. They're calling on the university to disclose any investments and stop funding any companies connected to Israel. They say after months of trying to connect with university administrations to discuss the situation, this is their way of taking action. They plan to continue the demonstrations here on campus until they see any progress. More than 180 people lined up for the grand opening of an exciting new dueling dinosaur exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. The exhibit features the remains of two dinosaurs that were buried together millions of years ago. Now you can watch a scientist work to piece together this ancient history. You can also embrace in that experience for yourself completely free. All you need to do is reserve a ticket online at duelingdinosaurs.org. Well, North Carolina's premier craft beer festival is all wrapped up after a successful couple of days in downtown Raleigh. The two-day event featured over 110 craft breweries from around the state. The festival spanned the length of Fayetteville Street with local food trucks and vendors, along with two stages featuring some local talent. And that's a look at some of today's top stories. I hope you have a great Sunday.